The public broadcaster, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, turning a profit in the month of May for the very first time in many, many, many years. Wayne Duvenage is the CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, joins me on the line now. Wayne, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Nice to be with you.
What do we attribute this turnaround in the SABC to?
I think to good leadership on the board's behalf. You know, this new board has came in just after the Ramaphosa administration took over, and we continue to see political meddling, in which case they stood their ground. They needed to given a mandate to fix and turn SABC around. And when they started to make plans to retrench staff because they were grossly overstaffed and deal with other contracts that had to be changed or amended or literally cancelled. So the minister started to disagree with the board, and this board said, no, well, you can't interfere. It's not your space to do so, and they wanted to carry on. Lo and behold, five board members resigned late 2018, and this was, we believe, in an attempt to make the board incorrect and unable to make any decisions, but the four remaining members stood their ground. Got instructions to the president to fix this mess because they're not going anywhere and the new board members needed to be appointed, which they were. And that new board has got on with doing the job. They've gone and filled acting positions, put permanent people in place, no cadre deployment. They've put the right people into the positions, and they've tackled the issues of having to redress the size of the organization's headcount. And it's not a pleasant place to be, but that's what leadership's about. It's about doing the uncomfortable, tough work of having to retrench when you have to, if your costs are too high and you've got too many staff.
How do we sustain this, Wayne? Yeah. How do we ensure that this ability for the SABC board to draw the line with the minister, Minister Ndabeni Abrahams, and saying this is where your role and function starts and this is where it ends and no more? How do we ensure that we have this going forth so that the benefit that we're reporting on in the month of May gets reported on in the month of June, July for the rest of the year and for years to come?
Yeah, well, I think, look, it's the start of good things. They might not make a profit every month, but they're getting there. How you sustain it is to make sure that they stay on course and that that board remains because they seem to be doing the right thing. The problem is those boards are appointed for a temporary period of 5 or 7 years, and when they go, they're replaced with connected cronies again and things could collapse. So I think the message from our side is, and to all other boards, is if you stand your ground, and they used a precedent setting court challenges in the past that told the ministers to back off, that they have no say, they have no way of meddling in the affairs of the organization. So to sustain it, you just need that moral courage of a board that can they're professional, they understand the industry, they know what has to be done, and they task the executive team and the management teams to get on with the operations. That's really what we need. And I think what we need to see more of, Africa, is as new boards are appointed, and we see this happening every day in these various state and entities, not every day, that that those boards are empowered and filled with the right people, people that have an understanding and an interest in the organization. So this is this whole catered deployment situation that comes to the fore, and we can see now that when you take that out of the way, when you have no political meddling, suddenly you have good performance, and it doesn't take long before you're able to turn these organizations around. Eskom's in a bigger mess, obviously, but they're also on the right track. It's just going to take a lot longer because the hole that was dug for them was so much deeper.
I suppose places a bit more pressure on us to really review our electoral process, isn't it? Because Parliament has an oversight rule. They are responsible for the appointment of those board members to the SABC. And clearly, up until recently, they have not sufficiently protected that board from any meddling from a minister.
Yes, you're quite right. And that's an important point, Africa, is that when the electoral reform, which is kicking in, and we get to a constitutional voting process, which was ordered in the courts a couple of years ago, so we need to have that by 2024, that people put people that are credible into positions into Parliament so that they can hold the administrators to account. And sadly, that hasn't been the case in the past, but we see glimpses of it happening right like this. We need to cherish it. We need to recognize it. We need to give them kudos for it. because that also empowers them and enables them to stand their ground. And so it's a long journey, but this is a good sign, and hopefully they can carry on doing what they're doing.
Let's hope so. Wayne, thank you very much for your time this morning. Wayne Duvenage, CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, reflecting on what has happened right at the SABC that has resulted in the month of May turning a profit for the first time in a very, very long time. Of course, it's baby steps. It's now to the editorial teams and the executive management of the SABC to start producing better quality content that will draw more of us to watching the SABC again, so that the SABC can generate more revenue from advertising and therefore profits get sustained and we get better quality programming in the process.